AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. In Ukraine, heavy fighting around the capital today, with the Ukrainian military saying it forced Russian troops out of the strategically important suburb of Makariv. A senior U.S. defense official says Russian ground forces are still largely stalled outside of Kyiv. However, the already devastated southern port city of Mariupol continues to get pounded. Russian ships have spent the day shelling from offshore. In Washington, Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson pushed back against GOP critics as she faced senators' questions today. Our Sagar Magani has details.
Jackson says her nearly 10 years as a federal judge show she's impartial.
I don't think that anyone can look at my record and say that it is pointing in one direction or another, that it is supporting one viewpoint or another.
With Republicans wondering whether her judicial philosophy is too liberal, Jackson says she starts from a position of neutrality.
I am trying in every case to stay in my lane.
And trying to understand what those who wrote the law intended. She'll face questions from Chairman Dick Durbin's Senate Judiciary panel all day.
This second day is known affectionately by a term of medieval justice known as the trial by ordeal.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Multiple tornadoes ripped through parts of Texas and Oklahoma, killing one person and causing multiple injuries and widespread damage before the storm system continued its destructive path into Louisiana and Mississippi. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Despite the travesty of what has occurred to property, a miracle is that nobody lost their life.
That sound courtesy KLTV. And Utah's Republican governor has vetoed a ban on transgender students playing girls' sports. This is AP News. Authorities in Oklahoma say six teenagers were killed in a two-vehicle collision. AP correspondent Mike Gracia.
The Oklahoma Highway Patrol says a two-vehicle collision involving a passenger vehicle and a semi claimed the lives of six teenage students in southern Oklahoma Tuesday. The students were in the passenger vehicle. OHP spokesperson Sarah Stewart says the crash occurred about 12:30 p.m. in Tishomingo, which is about 100 miles southwest of Oklahoma City. All six victims were female. Images from the scene showed a virtually destroyed black vehicle. The condition of the semi driver was not immediately known. I'm Mike Rossio.
And in Georgia, a police SWAT team surrounded a Greyhound bus along a major interstate northeast of Atlanta, prompting the highway to close in both directions for more than 4 hours. Gwinnett County Police say the bus driver and passengers were able to get off as officers negotiated with a man armed with a gun. He was arrested with no injuries reported. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.